This. Just this. If I say more, reality, just this. Practice, just this. Nothing lacking, nothing extra. Mushin has talked about the three marks or the three characteristics. And those are useful when needed, when they clarify this. So in a sense, they're three facets of this life, this moment, this universe. If we speak of them, ongoing, changing, non-self, unsatisfactory, or we could say dukkha, unable to satisfy, stressful, but in a sense they are really intertwined with each other, because when we say one, we say the other too. Ongoing changing is a way of expressing this non-fixed, separate, permanent self. The non-self is the background that clarifies, unable to satisfy any self-consciousness, self-entanglement, self-story of this ongoing changing. So these three marks are really just this. And yet it's exactly where and how trouble, difficulties occur and is made by us. Wait, we could say easy, easy, this. Difficult, difficult, this. Practice, if we use such word, is nothing more than this experiencing. Sitting, walking, sitting upright, being, breathing. And then there are particular forms that we use because of how much we tend to entangle, how much we notice self-centered reactions, stories intruding in this ongoing changing of thoughts, feelings, experiencing, intruding in this moment reality from one attachment to a facet to another, Breathing is very simple. We all do it, otherwise you couldn't hear me. You wouldn't be alive. And yet, when we sit, sometimes we begin with the emphasis on counting breath, and specifically counting breath in the lower abdomen, sometimes called the tanden. So just make an effort to count exhalations. One. And naturally, the effort might be to count exhalations 1 to 10. Inhalations, no need to make an effort or count, because they naturally, if you exhale completely, you will discover of itself inhalation occurs. Anyone who doesn't discover this, come speak to me. We'll clarify it. Exhale, and then if no inhalation, come speak to me, if you can. Different ways that we speak of practice is to support and nurture us to be who this experiencing is. And yet we have to make certain efforts because of our tendencies to be caught in self-centered dream, as we say. So Dogen says, study self. Naturally, in studying, noticing self is to be this experiencing, to be forgetting self. Naturally, forgetting self is the universe awakening as this life, this myriad dharmas, this ongoing changing, if we go back to that, this ongoing changing nowhere self. And yet, when self is there, there's the studying self. If we say noticing self as emotion, noticing self thought, so as to enable us to experience self, experience this bodily feeling moment universe. Sometimes this is expressed even more strongly. We use expressions like, one teacher uses the expression, dig out the roots of self-consciousness. It's very strong way to say it. No different than study self, forget self, where Dogen says that. And yet, sometimes it takes determination and effort, great determination and effort, to be with, to stay with, to notice, and to release over and over habits of thought, emotion, which is nothing more than the cause-effect of ongoing changing that is our life, inside-outside. And we know this for ourselves in our life. For instance, this is true in so-called small things or so-called big things in the whole world, the whole universe, in all sorts of ways. For instance, in the past few weeks, ongoing changing manifested as earthquakes in Haiti. tropical storm then in Haiti. And in the midst of that is the harming and suffering that is the consequence of that. The unsatisfactoriness of being in that situation. And then we take the next step. Or, I'm in Northern California and all over the West. Forest fires. Forest fires. Just the ongoing changing of the universe. And in this case, there's also people who are lighting the fires, troublemakers, if I say that, or worse. Here in Northern California, we had forest fires, and then one in a number of places, they caught people who went and actually set the fires for their own crazy reasons. Even a college professor here near me, college professor from this county who went and set some fires. He was eventually arrested. But it's not just here. All over the world, all over the Mediterranean basin, there's been forest fires. Turkey, near Jerusalem, in Crete, in Greece, in Algeria, in Spain, in France. Forest fires. Some of them, people were responsible, accidentally or on purpose. It varies. We don't have to go into the stories. Whether it's people being caught in Algeria or people being caught around Jerusalem, accidentally or on purpose. And yet, this is the ongoing changing non-self, unsatisfactory, and yet ours is to respond appropriately as best we can, whether it's the forest fire or the consequence with smoke in the air, particulates, times people shouldn't go out because it's unhealthy. And we see this as well with events that people undertake, whether it's, I mean, even just an example in this recent week, we've had President Biden's decision to withdraw precipitously, it seems, and all the consequences with rioting, people dying as they grab onto airplanes as they lift off the ground, and people being shot, and so on and so forth. So on all levels are manifest this ongoing changing, this non-self, this unsatisfactoriness. And we see this in personal things, whether it's in our own body, and the condition of our body, mind, or of those that we love. People who we love who aren't the way we want them to be, or things happen to them. And what do we do? How do we respond? See, this is all our practice. Or it could just be sitting upright in our own tumultuous thoughts, emotions, reactions. And yet, this is our practice realm, this noticing self, noticing self-entanglement, noticing self-reaction. And in noticing, being this experiencing moment, and then seeing what if anything there is to do. If we're doing formal sitting, we're just sitting. Just being here in the midst of this. If we're there, is it skillful to say something? Is it skillful not to say anything? Is it skillful to do anything? Is it skillful not to do anything? And noticing where we do what we thought was skillful and discover, no, this isn't skillful. Because they're changing, I'm changing, the universe is changing. What beliefs arise that we hold on to that we don't even notice? Right there is our practice to notice. What strategies are we entangled in automatically almost, and yet is our opportunity, whether while we're sitting or throughout our life, to notice and make the effort to see where self blinds us, where I want it this way or I don't want it that way, keeps us from doing or not doing, from being or entangling in our... This is our practice. And there's all sorts of specific ways that we work with it and need to develop our capacity and ability to work with this. I will stop here, but this is really where individually each of us starts becoming familiar with when and how practice effort is called for, when and how self-consciousness, self-entanglement arises, what to do, and what supports us in doing it. Most of all, of course, is our sitting and our ongoing daily practice. And Sesshin, when that comes up. Some of you know that in about a week and a half, we're going to have another 5-day Sesshin, and some of you will be able to participate by being in the Zendo, and some of you hopefully can participate at a distance with Zoom or in other ways. I'll stop here. Thank you all for your practice. And if you need information, of course, about Sesshin, please contact Mushin. He's contacted some of you. And if you don't know what you need to know, email him or contact in other ways. Thank you.